The Female Poet, An Introduction. Volume 2. The Gentler Sex, or the Deadlier of the Species. Between these two definitions of the female gender, and probably many more, lies a collection of some of the most beautiful verse ever written. For much of history, women have been seen rather than heard. In this volume, poets of great depth and feeling express themselves on a range of topics and in ways that perhaps only a woman can.
Come walk with me. Come walk with me. There's only thee to bless my spirit now. We used to love on winter nights to wander through the snow. Can we not woo back old delights? The clouds rush dark and wild. They fleck with shade our mountain heights, the same as long ago. And on the horizon rest at last, in looming masses piled, while moonbeams flash and fly so fast, we scarce can say they smiled. Come walk with me, come walk with me. We were not once so few. But death has stolen our company, as sunshine steals the dew. He took them one by one, and we are left the only two. So closer would my feelings twine, because they have no stay but thine. Nay, call me not, it may not be. Is human love so true? Can friendship's flower droop on for years, and then revive anew? No, though the soil be wet with tears, how fair soe'er it grew, the vital sap, once perished, will never flow again. And surer than that dwelling dread, the narrow dungeon of the dead, time parts the hearts of men.
No Coward Soul Is Mine by Emily Bronte. No coward soul is mine, no trembler in the world's storm-troubled sphere. I see heaven's glories shine, and faith shines equal, arming me from fear. O God within my breast, almighty ever-present deity, life that in me has rest, as I, undying life, have power in thee. Vain are the thousand creeds that move men's heart, unutterably vain. Worthless as withered weeds, or idlest froth amid the boundless main, to waken doubt in one holding so fast by thine infinity, so surely anchored on the steadfast rock of immortality. With wide embracing love, thy spirit animates eternal years, pervades and broods above, changes, sustains, dissolves, creates and rears. Though earth and man were gone, and suns and universes ceased to be, and thou wert left alone, every existence would exist in thee. There is not room for death, nor atom that his might could render void. Thou art being and breath, and what thou art may never be destroyed.
A Daydream. On a sunny brae alone I lay one summer afternoon. It was the marriage time of May with her young lover, June. From her mother's heart seemed loath to part that queen of bridal charms, but her father smiled on the fairest child he ever held in his arms. The trees did wave their plumy crests, the glad birds carolled clear, and I, of all the wedding guests, was only sullen there. There was not one but wished to shun my aspect void of cheer. The very grey rocks, looking on, asked, "What do you do here?" And I could utter no reply. In sooth, I did not know why I had brought a clouded eye to greet the general glow. So, resting on a healthy bank, I took my heart to me, and we together sadly sank into a reverie. We thought, when winter comes again, where will these bright things be? All vanished like a vision vain, an unreal mockery. The birds that now so blithely sing through...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?